Hi, I'm Jenna. I'll be doing your taxes today.
Jenna is one of hundreds of volunteers working mornings, evenings, and weekends to help Utahns file their taxes for free. The catch? You need to have made less than $52,000 in 2013. IRS spokesman Bill Brunson.
Back in 1969, the Congress mandated to the Internal Revenue Service that they assist the general public with tax filing due to the complexity of the tax code. So out of that came the Voluntary Individual Tax Assistance Program.
The VITA program is almost entirely run by volunteers, and sites are usually located at community and neighborhood centers, such as libraries and schools. At Utah State University, the Beta Alpha Psi Honor Society will spend their Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings from February 4th to April 1st helping the public with their taxes. Just like other volunteers around the state, they've spent weeks preparing, learning, and testing to be able to file taxes. Beta Alpha Psi faculty advisor Bonnie Villarreal.
The IRS provides training materials to us and tests that have to be passed for somebody to work in the VITA clinic. See, they have to get an 80%, and they only get two tries at it. Every volunteer gets trained in the standards of conduct that the IRS expect, and then there are different levels and topics of tax law that they can be trained in depending on what they want to be able to do.
While the VITA clinic at USU is open to the general public, Villarreal says one of the largest groups they see is students.
One of the main services that we provide is helping students sort out the education-related issues on their tax return. There's some tax credits that are available to students, and sometimes there's income that students have because of, you know, fellowships and grants and things that they have.
I'm just supposed to advise you that you are responsible for your...
The VITA program helps cater to those who speak English as a second language, and the Beta Alpha Psi group does that by helping foreign students who work in the U.S.
When a person comes from another country to get a degree at Utah State, a lot of them are employed either as research assistants or teaching assistants, or their visa allows them the right to work oftentimes just on campus. Along with that comes the obligation to file a U.S. tax return, and they don't normally have any experience with that. We can make sure that they stay in compliance with federal laws.
VITA groups throughout Utah also help low-income families, and VITA Regional Director Jody West says the work for her and her volunteers can be extremely rewarding.
Most families that utilize the VITA program, they use their refund for basic needs, and so being able to tell them that they're getting a large refund can be very fulfilling.
Some VITA sites require an appointment. For a list of what to bring to a VITA clinic and to find a VITA site nearby, visit upr.org. This is April Ashland for Utah Public Radio.